Susanna Sieno opened the door of the house as they pulled up to it. Max got out first, climbing over Castillo into the rear seat, and then jumping out the rear door as Darby opened it. Castillo swore.
"Not very well trained, is he, Ace?"
Delchamp asked innocently. There was a man sitting in a straight-backed chair just inside the door. He stood up and came to attention as Castillo entered. He was short, stocky, olive-skinned, had a neatly trimmed pencil-line mustache and a closely cropped ring of dark hair circling the rear of his skull, the rest of which was hairless and shiny. He was wearing a shiny, blue, single-breasted suit, a white shirt, and a really ugly necktie, which ended halfway down his stomach. "That Irish son of a bitch has had the balls to put a spy in here?" Confirmation of that seemed to come when the man said,
"Buenos dias, mi coronel. A sus órdenes."
Castillo nodded and replied in Spanish, "Good day. And you are?"
"Capitán Manuel de Leo, mi coronel."
Castillo continued the exchange in Spanish.
"And what are you doing here?"
"I am here for duty, mi coronel."
"Commandante Duffy sent you?"
"No, mi coronel."
"Then who did?"
"General McNabb, mi coronel."
"You're an American?"
"Si, mi coronel."
"Where are you from, Captain?"
Captain Delia switched to English.
"Miami, Colonel." "It's not your day, is it, Ace?"
Delchamp said.
"He really got you."
Castillo flashed him a dirty look.
Delia said, "I sent Colin Leverett to Rucker. He said he knew you, sir, while I got the team moving from Bragg, and I brought up the rear. I got here yesterday morning. Mrs. Sieno brought me out here."
"Your whole team is here?"
"Yes, sir."
"Here? Here? Or someplace else?"
"I'm the only one here, sir. The others are stashed in hotels around Buenos Aires, except our Camo and Intel sergeants, who, at Mr. Darby's suggestion, I sent ahead to Asuncion."
"Where in Asuncion?"
Darby said, "They're in the hotel resort casino yacht and golf club. Paraguay, Charlie. Gambling, chasing ladies, maybe even playing golf on your nickel, and incidentally, looking around."
"They're not going to attract attention doing that?"
"They're traveling on Mexican passports, Colonel," Delia said. "Legitimate ones. They're Texicans."
He looked at Castillo to see if he understood the term. "You're looking at one," Castillo said. Delia smiled.
"With all possible respect, sir, and I admit you do talk the talk, you look like a gringo to me."
"And you don't, fortunately," Castillo said. "What about your sergeants in Asuncion?"
"No one will think they're gringos, Colonel."
"And the rest of your team?"
"Everybody but Colin Leverett can pass, has passed, as a native Latino. That's presuming Paraguay isn't that much different from Bolivia or Venezuela, or Cuba, for that matter, although not everybody on my team has had the chance to see how Castro has fucked up the land of my ancestors."
"Colin told me he'd been to Cuba," Castillo said.
"He did fine in Cuba as a Brazilian," Delia said. "In Venezuela, not so many black-skinned folks. He also passed himself off as a Brazilian. He speaks pretty good Portuguese."
"He also speaks pretty good Pashto," Castillo said.
"So do I," Delia said in Pashto.
"Darby and I were talking about that. We must have just missed each other over there, sir."
"You knew Alex there?"
Delia nodded.
"And Mrs. Sieno and I have been exchanging Cuban war stories." "Under those circumstances, welcome."
"Welcome, Captain," Castillo said. "Just as soon as we get something to eat, I'll bring you up to speed on what's going down." He turned to Susanna Sieno. "How about mustering the troops in the Quincho, Susanna?"
"Everybody?"
Castillo nodded, then understood her question.
"Ask Sergeant Mulroney and Lieutenant Lorimer to come watch us eat first, please. Then muster them in the Quincho."